Haywire.
Amplifying the voice of a new generation.
Hunter, Port Macquarie, New South Wales, beer pie country.
For a while, home was a spare room at my nan's house. My clothes lived in a suitcase. We weren't on the streets, but we were still homeless. Growing up, it was always mum and me against the world. She worked two jobs, gave up her dreams, and still showed me unconditional love. Mum grew up in housing commission. She never got the chance to go to university, but she made sure I had every opportunity she didn't. Even when we were living out of a suitcase, she kept me in a good school. She'd say, "I didn't get this, but you will." She did everything she could to keep me in extracurriculars, the kind she never got to try. The hardest part of being homeless wasn't the moving or uncertainty, it was the toll it took on our family. It put a burden on some of our relationships that are still yet to be healed today. Being crammed into one room made it feel like no one was allowed to have a break, even when mum was exhausted. I felt guilty even wanting space, but everyone deserves that, even kids. Those nights without a home shaped the way I see the world today. I'm more appreciative of everything. I never thought we would lose our home. The house was sold with almost no warning, and we couldn't find another place in time. Rentals were competitive, and being a single income family didn't help. Suddenly, our choices were the car or Nan's spare room. Life can change so quickly. Homelessness isn't always what people think. It's not just sleeping rough. It's families living out of suitcases, friends' couches, or spare rooms. And in town like Port Macquarie, homelessness can feel hidden. It's not that people don't care. It's just not always visible unless you've lived it. I grew up hearing stereotypes about single parents. Things like, "They're on benefits," or "They're not working hard." But watching my mum, I knew that it wasn't true. She was the hardest working person I knew. Seeing that shaped the way I see people doing it tough now. It's also why I got involved in youth and community programs. I don't ever want to see another young person feel invisible or like their situation is their fault. So, I tell them the advice I wish someone had told me. Ask for help early and don't give up on yourself because things can get better, even if you can't see it yet.
abc.net.au/haywire